this week's Sons of Anarchy continued to build the tension in terms of the club fighting a war that they're probably not going to be able to win. Just when it seems like the club is going to be able to get out of the gun business and get rid of the Irish and be a little bit more legitimate, they wind up pissing off the Chinese. The Chinese are smart, though, and it makes for a very, very interesting episode, but at the same time, it's not exactly action-packed. With so many things going on between Tara and Wendy and Gemma the past couple episodes and Jax, that emotional element really isn't here. These things are really hanging around at this point. The same thing goes for Clay's situation with the Irish. We know he's going to get broken out soon. We know that the club is going to play a part in it. It's not exactly action-packed. The whole scene has taken very, very long to unfold. And if there isn't exactly a payoff, then it's kind of all been for naught at this point. This season in general has developed very, very slow. And although there have been moments, especially, you know, when Bobby rejoined the ranks and added a couple of new members to the club, things kind of picked up. You had that homey feeling that the show often has. All good shows have it. Breaking Bad has it. You know, Mad Men, The Walking Dead. That kind of feeling that they inspire. Sons of Anarchy took a very long time to find that feeling this season. And it hasn't really maintained it. So this upcoming episode needs to be one of those episodes that kind of brings the band back together, so to speak. So while it's interesting to see how the Chinese interact with the club and how the Irish are doing whatever they can to stay the leaders in the gun business, and all the extra faces and players are interesting, this show really needs to get closer to what made it so special, because it's kind of been missing.